Lift up the trumpet and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, you pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
This is the voice of prophecy, a voice crying in the wilderness of these modern days. Prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Coming again, Jesus is coming again.
From our Voice of Prophecy studios in Los Angeles, California, we welcome you to this half hour of inspiration and music with the King's Heralds, Del Delker, Brad Braley, and the Voice of Prophecy speaker, H.M.S. Richards, a Seventh-day Adventist minister.
The trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair. When the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be
Our Father in heaven, we pray that thou wilt bless this broadcast to every listener. Help us to do our part in the right way. We pray for religious freedom throughout the world. Guide, we pray, all who are in authority, that they may open the doors to preaching the gospel in all lands. This we ask in Jesus' name.
Of quiet rest near to the heart of God, a place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God.
O Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold us who bow before thee, near to the heart of God.
The first step in obtaining help from God is to feel a need. In the well-known hymn, the King's Heralds now express for us all the prayerful confession of our daily need.
I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need
Here now is H.M.S. Richards, the Voice of Prophecy speaker. His subject, How the Sabbath Began.
I will begin by telling how the Sabbath was kept in our home when I was a boy. My brother and I always looked forward to the coming of the Sabbath. It was a very enjoyable and happy time for us. Let me say right here that we observed the original Seventh-day Bible Sabbath, which begins not at midnight, but at sunset. For you know the Bible says in Leviticus 23:32, "From even unto even shall ye celebrate your Sabbath." As far as the Sabbath is concerned, even means sunset, as written in Mark 1:32. It's so much easier to welcome the Sabbath at sunset than midnight. Of course, some of the neighbors looked upon us as rather strange people because we observed the Bible Sabbath, the seventh day of the week instead of the first, as most of our friends did. Nevertheless, Sabbath was a happy time for us. Friday was a busy day. You know it's called the Preparation Day in the Bible, Mark 15:42. It was the day when all Sabbath keepers prepare for the Sabbath. Mother would get everything ready on that day. She would do all the cooking and plan for something special and extra good for the Sabbath meal. Then we children would have to be ready, too. Shoes polished, clothes clean, everything spick and span as though we were preparing for a king. And we were, because God's presence is in his Sabbath. Then, just at sunset, or a few minutes before, possibly, we would gather together and sing our favorite songs for the opening of the Sabbath. We all knew them by heart and enjoyed singing them together as the western sky turned gold, then crimson, and the last rays of the sun sank behind the Rocky Mountains. Day is dying in the west. Heaven is touching earth with rest.
Oh,
And after singing our Sabbath songs, Father would read from the great book of God. Sometimes he would make a few comments so that things would be clear to us boys. Then we would all kneel in prayer, each one of us taking part. And at the close, uniting in the Lord's Prayer. After we arose from our knees, we would sing another psalm, usually number 655 in our songbook, that beautiful hymn by Henry F. Light, Abide with Me. Fast falls the eventide, the darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide. When other helpers fail and comforts flee, help of the helpless, oh, abide with me. Each member of the family had a favorite verse in that song. Mother's favorite, I need thy presence every passing hour. What but thy grace can foil the tempter's power? And Father would always choose a third verse. Not a brief glance I ask, nor passing word, but as thou dwellest with thy disciples, Lord. Familiar, condescending, patient, free. Come not to sojourn, but abide with me. Memories of those wonderful hours together will never fade from the mind, nor die in the heart. Think of it, there are now over 1 million Christians around the world keeping the Sabbath in this way every week when it begins at sunset. One time Father explained to us how the Sabbath began. He said that although Jesus was born as a little baby in Bethlehem, and grew to be a man here on this earth and died on the cross for our salvation, he was actually with the Father in heaven before the world began. Then he explained to us by reading the first chapter of the Gospel of John, those words where we're told that he was with the Father and that all things were created by him, that Jesus himself was actually the active agent in the creation of the world. What a surprise it was to us to know that the blessed Savior about whom we had heard in Sabbath school and whom we had learned to love was the one who really created this world. Then Father read other texts, too, especially Colossians, the first chapter and 13th verse, where we read that all things were made by him, that he is before all things, and by him all things consist or hold together, as Father explained it. Not only did Jesus make everything, but he keeps everything going and holds it all together. Then the last text he read to us clinched forever this great truth in our minds. That was the way Father was. He wanted to make things clear and so strong, so solid that we would never doubt, and we never did. Here's the text he read, Hebrews 1, verses 1 and 2. God, who at sundry times and in divers or different manners, spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. It was the Son, yes, by him, that God made the worlds. That includes our world. So you see, Father said, when we read in the first chapter of the Bible that God made the world in 6 days, and then turn over to the first verse of the second chapter, and find that he rested on the seventh day and called it the Sabbath, this is really the work of Jesus. Therefore, the Sabbath, made at the beginning of this world, the seventh-day Sabbath, was the Sabbath of Jesus. It was wonderful to see that, and of course, every time we stood up in Sabbath school to repeat the Ten Commandments, the class would realize that we were talking about the work of Jesus when we recited the Sabbath commandment found in Exodus, the 20th chapter, verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Next, we turn to the words of Christ himself. And here they are in Mark 2:27 and 28, just as Father read them. How wonderful they are, too. When we realize that it was Jesus himself who created or made all things. Here are Jesus' words. And he, that is Jesus, said unto them, the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore, the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. Jesus knew how the Sabbath began. He knew better than any of those to whom he spoke because he himself was present as Creator. He was there when the light came out of darkness. You see, he was there when the dry land rose out of the surging waters. He was there when the divine word brought forth the great forests, the smiling fields, the opening flowers. He was there when by his word life in the sea began, and life in the air and on the land. When every animal, and finally man, the masterpiece, came from the hand of the Creator, he was there. He made all things. He made man, and then he made the Sabbath for man. God explained that man was more important than the Sabbath. The Sabbath was made for him as a blessing, not to be a burden, but to be a help. If Jesus made the Sabbath, if he, the Son of Man, was Lord of it, then, of course, the Sabbath is the Lord's day, and it belongs to him and not to us. But he gave it to us as a blessing, not as a burden. Sure enough, that's the way the Sabbath was in our home. It was a wonderful day. We went to Sabbath school and preaching service in the morning. Sometimes for months we had no regular preacher in the little church which we attended. Our local elder would give a Bible study instead of a sermon. He was a godly man. I think his simple words and the reading of the Holy Scriptures had more effect on the boys and girls of that little congregation than would the most flowery sermon. I cannot remember his words, but his influence will go with me always. One of the songs we often sang in that little church was the Sabbath hymn of John Newton. Safely through another week, God has brought us on our way. Let us now a blessing seek, waiting in his courts today. Day of all the week the blessed, emblem of eternal rest. The last stanza was a real sermon in itself. May the gospel's joyful sound conquer sinners, comfort saints. Make the fruits of grace abound, bring relief to all complaints. Thus may all our Sabbath be, till we rise to reign with thee. Then there was our Sabbath dinner, for which Mother always had something special. We were considered to be poor folks, and no doubt we were, compared with many others, but Mother knew how to take little things and make them just wonderful. And we were never poor in love in our home. One Sabbath afternoon, if it was stormy, what a feast of reading we had. And what a good reader Mother was. Of course, there was no radio or TV or anything like that in those days. And many such programs are not appropriate for the Sabbath anyway. We learned to love books. We learned to read aloud and to listen to others read. And then the singing at the old organ. Mother played, led the singing, and I can still hear her beautiful voice in many hymns. The moment I see the words, they seem to ring the very notes she sang those Sabbath afternoons. Then we went to the young people's meeting, if we lived where there was such a fine organization. Sometimes we would take long walks around the lake, or along a brook, or just along the road, anywhere to be out under God's great blue sky, to feel the wind in our faces and to know that Jesus created it all. Then our parents would tell us that someday it will all be made new again, just as it was in the beginning, when he finished it so long ago. Sometimes we would make short calls on Christian friends or sick people in the hospital where we would sing for them. There were so many things to do on Sabbath afternoons. Often we would give out Christian literature. In other years, I actually met people who were brought to Christ through that activity. Then, just at sunset, we would meet again to say farewell to the Sabbath. Again, we would sing hymns and read a scripture. We would have prayers and sing again, sometimes several songs. One of our favorites for the close of the Sabbath was Mary Lathbury's song, "While the Deepening Shadows Fall, Heart of Love, enfold us all. through the glory and the grace of the stars that veil thy face, our hearts ascend. When forever from our sight pass the stars, the day, the night, Lord of angels, on our eyes, let eternal morning rise and shadows end. That's the way the Sabbath began and ended in our home when Brother and I were boys. And that's the way it begins and ends in our home now when we have boys of our own and when they have boys of their own. The Sabbath is one of the greatest legacies that ever came to man, that ever came to our family, and the greatest that we can pass on to those who follow. Along with home life, consecrated in marriage, the Sabbath is one of the two sacred institutions that have come down to us from Eden, and it will be with us until Eden is restored. How good God has been to give us the home and the Sabbath, to keep us close to Him through all the changing troubles of this world, until the dawn of the great day, when there shall be no more shadows on the earth. For of that new earth promised to the redeemed, we read, that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith the Lord. Isaiah 66:23. The Son of God, whose creative power is memorialized in the Holy Sabbath, not only created the earth and all things visible, but now, through regeneration, creates the new life in every believer. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Ephesians 2:10. This is the grace of God in Christ Jesus, and it's ours by faith. May we all find true soul rest from sin in the Lord of the Sabbath, that we may truly be able to enjoy the Sabbath of the Lord, both here and hereafter.
Sacred day of peace and joy, thy hours are ever dear to me. Ne'er may a sinful thought destroy the holy calm I find in thee. The holy calm I find in thee.
Please continue to pray for the Voice of Prophecy broadcast as it reaches out to all parts of the earth. Until next week, this is Orville Iverson of the Voice of Prophecy, urging that you keep looking up as you go forward in faith.
Have faith in God. 6 days creative past. Have faith in God to form the small, the vast. Have faith in God, the Sabbath best and last. Have faith, dear friend, in God. Here at the Voice of Prophecy, we believe that our new Light of the World Bible course is one of the best ever offered anywhere at any time. It's new, but more interesting and more important is the fact that it is a course of Bible study on all the great truths of the Holy Christian religion, based entirely upon the life of Christ and the teachings of Christ our Savior. Remember, friends, it will be sent to you just for your asking. Ask for the Light of the World, the Light of the World Bible course. You'll enjoy every minute you spend with it. We hope this broadcast has served to bring you spiritual strength today. And we invite you to join us next week for another broadcast brought to you by the Voice of Prophecy. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.